for 2 minutes to hear from some of our sponsors. This is WRJN Racine.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing a new Kringle creation. Cookies and Cream Kringle has a chocolate brownie base filling with a layer of smooth vanilla with crunchy cookie pieces. It's topped with vanilla bean icing and crunchy cookie crumbles. Pick one up for your family. They'll love it. While there, be sure to grab a loaf of cranberry pecan bread, a fall favorite. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Tonight's game is also being broadcast on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, and FM 98.1 in Kenosha, where we are tonight for our broadcast.
All right, let's take a moment now to run down our WISSports.net coaches poll for week 8. Starting in Division 1, it's Franklin, followed by Verona, Maguanago, Kimberly, and Marquette. And one thing Dylan talked about, look for Maguanago and Marquette would be an example. They both have one loss, but it was early in the season. To tough competition, they could get one seeds. In Division 2, it's Slinger, followed by Badger, New Richmond, Rice Lake, and Germantown. In Division 3, it's Notre Dame, followed by Mount Horeb, Barneveld, Grafton, Port Washington, and Catholic Memorial. Checking in at number 10 this week, dropping from the 7th spot, is Burlington. In Division 4, it's Columbus, followed by Aquinas, West Salem, Freedom. And checking in this week at number 5, up from number 6 last week, is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Stratford, followed by Keele, Prairie du Chien, St. Croix Falls, and Wrightstown. In Division 6, it's Regis, followed by Coleman, Cambridge, Cuba City, and Arbondale. And finally, in Division 7, it's Potosi-Cassville, followed by Edgar, Blackhawk Warren, Illinois, Ithaca, and Spring Valley. Those are your top 5 teams in each of the 7 divisions that is ranked by coaches in the state. So again, we thank the WISSports.net for that. And we should probably take a minute now to hear from Travis Wilson in his WISSports.net minute.
Thanks, Dick. WISSports.net Minute. Over 85,000 student-athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on these student-athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, WISSports.net, is a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from WISSports.net manager Travis Wilson.
News on football playoffs, plus the first state champs of 2024 are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This is the final week of the high school football regular season, with loads of conference titles still up for grabs and many teams trying to work their way into the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, after Friday night's action is complete, everyone will anxiously await the news if they got in, what their seed is, and where they've been placed on the bracket. I will once again be part of the WIAA's live bracket reveal show, which will air from 10 to 11 a.m. on several TV stations around the state. The hour-long show will be the official release point for the brackets for both 11-player and 8-player football action. You can find more information, including the stations it will air on and how to stream it, at WISSports.net. While football is wrapping up its regular season, there are already state championships being decided in other fall sports. The very first state tournament of the 2024-25 season is girls golf, contested Monday and Tuesday at University Ridge in Madison. Divine Savior Holy Angels repeated as the Division I team state champ, while last year's D2 winner Prescott was elevated to D1 this season and finished second. The Division II team title went to Edgewood, its 16th. In the individual tournament, Beaver Dam sophomore McKenna Nelson claimed the D1 title in a playoff, while Belle Kongshog of Colfax Elk Mound defended her title in Division II. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
And thank you to WISSports.net manager Travis Wilson bringing us that WISSports.net Minute.
And again, Travis Wilson does a great job with that every week, updating you on not just football, but all fall sports as they begin to wind down and have state championships in the other various sports. I know golf concluded this week for girls, so that one is done. But let's take a moment now to dive back into some of this playoff that's going to be going on. And as Dylan also mentioned, a lot of games tonight have implications on whether teams get in or not. So let's start with one of the biggest ones, conferences, the Classic Eight. Kettle Moraine, 2-4, is at Arrowhead, 5-1. You're not used to seeing this. Kettle Moraine is out with a loss. A win gets them on the bubble where they'd almost certainly be in as a 3-4 team, with a victory against Arrowhead lifting their tiebreaker substantially.
Yeah, we've seen Kettle Moraine, three years ago, have that state run. They went in football, basketball, girls basketball, and I think baseball also was there for state. And they've kind of fallen off the earth, you could say. They've just struggled a lot to rebuild that program. They had a heavy senior class with a new coach. Things were looking in the right direction, but they've just struggled to rebuild that.
And sticking in the Classic Eight, Oconomowoc, 5-1, is at Pewaukee, 3-3. Pewaukee's win over Kettle Moraine last week helps for sure, but the Pirates likely need to win this week to get in. A victory assures them a spot, while a loss leaves them at 3-4 in conference. Their wins are against Waukesha West, who plays Muskego tonight, Kettle Moraine, is Arrowhead, and a crossover versus Menominee Falls, who's at Brookfield Central. Unless one of those defeated opponents scores a win, the first tiebreaker for a combined conference winning percentage of defeated conference opponents would get Pewaukee eliminated first among 3 and 4 teams. Another one, Muskego 2 and 4 is at Waukesha West, staying in the Classic 8. Muskego would be shockingly eliminated from the playoffs with a loss. A win gets the Warriors at 3 and 4, a long ways away from the multiple seasons of contending for the Classic 8 title, but onto the bubble where their first tiebreaker number isn't great. But they should still get in on the back of non-conference victories over Nina and Oak Creek. Already in the Classic 8 are Arrowhead, Maguanago, and Oconomowoc. So that's an interesting conference.
Yeah, and talk about that Nina win. I mean, Nina's a strong historical program. Three teams already in, and, you know, it's a tough sledding in that conference. And it's interesting, Franklin wants to go into that from the Southeast.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes them more playoff ready.
All right. Getting here to another conference. As Dylan says, teams that are close to us that, you know, a lot of times we don't, you know, mention, is that Greater Metro. Brookfield Central at 2 and 4 is at Menominee Falls, who's winless. Central is eliminated with a loss. If they win, they get on the bubble. Their tiebreaker would not be very strong, though, but we project them, this meaning Travis Wilson, because he wrote this article, to be one of the final qualifiers. Already in are the strongholds, Marquette, Germantown, and Sussex-Hamilton.
Yeah, again, Dick, that's a conference that has a lot of history, a lot of heavy hitter teams, and a few surprising ones, with Menominee Falls being winless, and Brookfield East, the team that we seen a few years ago at State, they've been booted from the playoffs already as well.
Yep. So on the Metro Classic, we talked about Racine St. Catharines. Going into tonight, they're undefeated at Shoreland Lutheran. Let's start at the top. Watertown Luther Prep 3-3 at Brown Deer 0-6. Luther Prep is in with a win. If they lose, they are still likely to get in because of last week's win over Shoreland Lutheran. Racine St. Catharines, as we mentioned, they're at Shoreland Lutheran. Shoreland Lutheran is in if they score the colossal upset, as Travis Wilson puts it. If they lose, they end up on the bubble with what is likely to be a weak tiebreaker number. We projected the Pacers to get in as one of the final qualifiers. However, in from the Metro Classic are Racine St. Catharines, Lake Country Lutheran, and Martin Luther. Out are St. Thomas More, University School, and Brown Deer. In the Midwest Classic Large, we mentioned Racine Lutheran. So tonight, we have Cudahy at 3-3 at Brookfield Academy, 5-1. Cudahy is in with a win in this crossover. If the Packers lose, they are still very likely to get in thanks to a win over Pius. And we talked about that. Pius is at Dominican 1-5. Dominican has already forfeited this crossover game. And Pius will finish 3-4 in conference play. The Pope should get in via tiebreaker thanks to a victory over St. Francis. Already in, Milwaukee Academy of Science and Racine Lutheran. In the Midwest Classic Small, just want to mention who is in. And one of those in is Kenosha St. Joseph. Also, Kenosha Christian Life is in. And out would be Catholic Central and Dominican, both for not having forfeiting their seasons, actually living Word Lutheran, too.
We'll not talk about that Cudahy game. It's already 14-0, 2 minutes into the game.
Okay.
So they're going to be a tough sledding. Brookfield Academy, a very strong team. They're 8-1 right now, 5-1 in conference. Just a lot of things going right for that team.
And we got to get to the Southeast Conference. Dylan already mentioned Racine Case is already burying Kenosha Bradford. So Bradford is out if they lose. If they can surprise Case, the Red Devils would almost certainly get in via tiebreaker thanks to this proposed victory, but it's not going to happen tonight. In from the Southeast Conference, Franklin, Racine Case, Oak Creek, Racine Horlick. Out, Kenosha Indian Trail, Racine Park, and Kenosha Tremper. And finally, in a conference we cover, the Southern Lakes. Badger 6-0 is at Wastosha Central 3-3. Wastosha is in if they can knock off the defending state champions. If the Falcons lose, their tiebreaker as a bubble team should get them in, though it would improve further if Elkhorn and or Beloit wins. Union Grove, another team we cover, 3-3 is at Elkhorn. This is one of those tricky ones where if Union Grove wins, it gets them in and eliminates Elkhorn, while an Elkhorn victory would leave both on the bubble and both very likely to get in. Waterford 4-2 already in is at Beloit 2-4. Beloit is eliminated with a win. Beloit is eliminated, I think it should say, with a loss. But a win almost certainly gets the team into the playoffs via a tiebreaker. And in from the Southern Lakes, Badger, Burlington, and Waterford. The only team that was already out was Wilmot. And that takes us through the conferences.
A lot of different scenarios tonight comes into play. Some games that we had talked about, Arrowhead, they're up 6-0 over Kettle Moraine in the first. Maguanago and Marquette, that's tied at 7 apiece. So a lot of games where these teams are getting strong playoff tune-ups right before going into the playoffs with very, very meaningful games.
So both teams are back on the field. And we got 2 minutes to go, so Park has already done their mandatory stretching. Indian Trail is still concluding theirs. And then we'll get this third quarter underway that Indian Trail will get the ball to start our second half leading 14-0. What's Park got to do differently than what they did? Because Park, it was a tale of two quarters. They played very well in the first quarter, shot themselves in the foot twice in the red zone in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the first drive of the game started out strong, still unable to convert that fourth down. They've done things right. Indian Trail really controlled the pace of the game so far tonight, I would say, doing whatever they want with that Park defense. Park just really needs to finish a drive. They've had many good drives so far tonight. They've just not been able to finish and get points on the board. Indian Trail doing a very good job to, you know, keep the pace, control the clock. They've had very long drives. One of them was 7 minutes, another one of them 6 minutes, and both resulted in touchdowns. Exactly what you want this late in the year. You're trying to get out of here, get, you know, as much healthy players out of the game as possible, but still controlling the scoreboard, obviously.
But the Park Panthers are not out of this yet. I mean,
no, definitely not.
I mean, if they can make a stop right away, they got a key on Gallo. I mean, if it's me, I would use the spy technique. Keep somebody on him all the time.
Yeah, Gallo has been a very strong player here so far for this Indian Trail team. I've been impressed by his play, Dick.
Well, like I said to you early in the first half, he's got some attention for that DG Sports Player of the Game. I mean, he caught our eye right away. There's still a second half to play here. Who knows what's going to happen? But
and what's funny is their normal quarterback, Joel Perez, the sophomore, is hurt.
Yes.
Which puts him in position to take that, the reps.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you think about IT, Coach Hoffman had said they're young, but they got their, they actually got their starting quarterback coming back next year.
Very big for them. And another score of our area, Dick, Badger, West Tosha, we mentioned that matchup earlier. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Badger over West Tosha.
Wow, okay. So Hendricks will kick off for the Panthers. And it looks like Urban is one of the deep men. It's a squib kick fielded by one of the up men for the Hawks, and they'll start at the 41-yard line. Zugenhor was the up man that recovered that.
And Park just trying to get a little life going here in the second half, trying that very light kick.
All right, Gallo in the pistol, hands it off, and Urban coming up the middle. Just physical play by him running.
Yeah, he's a very strong ball carrier. A lot of fun to watch so far tonight. Again, another senior here for this Indian Trail offense.
All right, they come out right away. By the way, they don't huddle much. You know, you see that a lot, Dylan. We'll have to expound on that. Most teams don't huddle much anymore. Gallo on the keeper to midfield and gets into Park territory at about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, if teams do huddle, they kind of run that muddle huddle, as a lot of people call it, where the linemen stand there, everybody looks to the sideline for a play. And
that's what our listeners should be listening, because that's what exactly they did there. So second and four at the 43-yard line. Urban again. And they're going right through Park right now. And Coach Morris Mattson, he talked about that, that he said they're big, physical, and I talked about that in my keys to the game, that I thought they could do that. Gallo on the keeper, 40, about the 37 for Gallo. It's a first down. That's all they care about. Coach Hoffman here, his plan is I want to use a lot of clock and get that score. So chains move. And the clock starts up again, down to 10:45 to go in our third quarter. Gallo handed off to Urban, who gets a first down and much more, down to about the 26-yard line.
Hey, he's a good runner, too. They've relied on him a lot tonight to get some first downs for them, and he's done a great job as well.
All right, they'll start the clock up again, first and 10. At the 27-yard line of Park. He's got a wide out to his right and two to the left. Urban again up the middle. Just finding holes left and right. Down to about the 15-yard line goes the Hawks. And again, they come out right away. Closing in on 10 minutes to go. And what do we got here? I think we got an official's timeout. I didn't see the signal for a timeout by either team. Yeah, and that's what we have. We have an injured player for the Park Panthers. So next week, Dylan, a level one playoff game as we begin the journey. And what are your thoughts about the Angels of St. Catharines?
One word, Dick. Impressive. Can't say it enough. Every game so far they've had this year, just dominating every team, putting up 40-plus points a game. It'll be interesting if they can carry that throughout the playoffs. There are some good teams in Division Four, but, man, oh, man, they don't have to worry about Catholic Memorial this year. That's
no
benefits them for sure.
All right, so the Hawks come out first and 10 at the 17-yard line. Gallo on the keeper, and he gets it down to maybe about the 15, 16-yard line. And it's interesting how that moon has gone up higher and is no longer orange.
Yeah.
Just bright white.
It's a nice little backdrop for us as we look across to our east.
All right, Gallo, bring him out. Got two to the right, one to the left. He's in the gun. Now as the man go in motion, Gallo on the keeper, down to the 10. Inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. It should be first and goal now. As they come up, yep, it's at the 8-yard line. No, they say third and one. Okay. Now he keeps it, and he's going to score. Gallo on the touchdown from the 8-yard line, an 8-yard run by Gallo to now make it 20-0 Indian Trail.
Speaking of impressive, that's how I would describe his game here tonight, Dick.
All right, so into try the extra point will be Phillips. And it's good. So with 8:53 to go in our third quarter now, it's Indian Trail 21, Park 0.
Dick, Westosha trying to play spoiler here tonight for Badger. They have a touchdown answer of their own. It's now 7-7. Right in the second quarter.
And again, we talked about Westosha that to definitely secure a spot, they need to win, but their resume is probably solid enough to make it as a bubble team at 3-4.
Yeah, and we've seen them play Case tight to start the year. We had talked about, you know, another few minutes, possibly Westosha could have won that one and set Case up to really start the year on a positive note.
So Schroeder now to kick off. For the Hawks. And that'll go out of bounds. Wright didn't even look. He looked once and walked away. So now what happens, Dylan, as it goes out of bounds? Tell our listeners.
So they'll get 5 yards. They can push them back 5 yards, make them re-kick it, or they could take 5 yards from the end of the play.
And most teams do what? Take the five?
Yeah. It'll put it at the 35-yard line. It should.
Yep, you are correct. First and 10 for the Panthers at the 35-yard line. So 8:53 to go in our third quarter, 21-0. Indian Trail with the lead. As we mentioned in our opening, Indian Trail shut out the Park Panthers at Pritchard Park last year, 28-0. Vaughn in the pistol. Had two wideouts to the right. Hands it off to DeLeon, and nothing there. Bring up second down, 8:40 to go. in our third quarter. Clock will continue to run here. Vaughn will bring them out. Boy, you wouldn't think that they're down 21 points the way they moved the ball in that first half.
No, and they're showing zero sense of urgency here to start the second half.
So Vaughn, empty backfield, back to pass, fakes the throw, now keeps it, gets up to the 40 outside, gets to about the 46-yard line of Park. So a nice run by Vaughn, and that'll move the chains.
And it's interesting, last time they lined up in that formation, they ran the same exact thing, little fake pass to the right, and he took off to the left. Obviously, we don't watch film on the teams. We don't have access, but I wonder if that's typical of that formation or just something that's happened here twice already tonight.
So Vaughn will bring him out. First and 10 at the Park 47-yard line. He's got four wideouts to the right and one to the left. Empty backfield, back to pass, goes Vaughn. Now throws it down here. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Hawks, bringing it back to the 40. And almost to midfield. Zukoyer on the interception.
That's a fun one to say.
Zook or Zuck?
Z-U-G-E-H-O-E-R. It's a fun one.
Oh, we'll go with Zuckoyer.
That's a great play there by Indian Trail, and they're going to try and put more points right here on the board to go up four scores.
Yep, with 7:43 to go. Gallo brings them out. Hands it off to Urban, and again, this is Coach Hoffman's strategy. Pick up first downs and keep that clock going. Down to 7:30 to go in our third quarter. 21-0. Hawks with the lead over the Panthers. They'll bring them out. Interesting, Dylan. They are huddling up now.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to control the clock, control the game, and get out of here with a victory.
Gallo in the gun. On the keeper. Up to midfield. 40. 30. Down to about the 20-yard line of Park. He's just doing it all tonight. Delayed run up the middle there by the quarterback. 6:55 to go in the third quarter.
Again, an impressive run. Not much more to say about it, Dick.
Yeah. Gallo in the pistol. Has it. Looking for someone to throw to, then just throws it away. Smart play.
Yep. And they took away the intentional grounding rule 2 years ago, so no threat of that.
So it stops the clock with 6:39 to go in our third quarter. Okay, Gallo in the gun. He's got a wide out to the right, two to the left. Now he keeps it again, down to the 20, arm tackle, down to the 10, down to about the 9-yard line goes Gallo.
And pushed his own lineman out the way. He stepped in front of him and pushed him over and kept running.
Clock will run at 6:30 and counting in the third quarter. He'll bring him out now in the pistol. He's got one to the right, two to the left. Keeps it again. Gallo does, and he gets in for the touchdown to make it 27-0. Give Sam another TD there. And got an injured Park player.
Yeah, two of them kind of
collided, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I would say. One of the linemen and one of the linebackers, they're trying to tackle Callaway, and between the two of them just kind of hit each other, and they both went to the ground. Dick, while we wait for that injured player, Kettle Moraine trying to play spoiler here tonight. They're up 7-6 over Arrowhead.
Ooh.
In the second quarter.
Yeah.
So a game that could have huge playoff seeding implications, mm-hmm. potential conference title, as Arrowhead would split it with Maguanago and Oconomowoc.
Oh.
I know it's a little bit not in our area, but in the same area, so to speak.
Well, it will be when we talk about, not Horlick, but when we talk about Case and Franklin. I mean, they're going to all be lumped together, so.
Yep, and they all kind of come in with the Arrowheads, the Kettle Moraines, all of them. They're all in the same giant sectional to go to state.
All right, the injured player's up and walking under his own power for the Park Panthers. What about Morris Manson out there? Have you seen him? He's in short sleeves yet. He has not put a jacket on.
He'd probably be wearing shorts if if he thought about it, but.
All right, 6:08, I believe it says, to go. In our third quarter.
That looks like the
Phillips to try to make it a 28-0 score. One more score, and you know what we'll have. If Park can't put some points on the board.
It looks like the big video board is out as well, Dick.
Yeah, it does. There's a snap. The kick is up. It's a line drive kick, and it's no good.
Because you brought it up, dude.
Yeah, I brought it up. So 6:08 to go in our third quarter. It's up and running now again. 27-0 is our score. Indian Trail with that lead. And I talked to Coach Hoffman about that when I interviewed him about you shut out Park last year at Pritchard Park. He said, you heard what he said. Well, I'd like every week to be like that, but but he agreed with me. He was hoping they'd play, they'd play well and go out on a winning note, something to build on going into next year.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing. If you don't make the playoffs, you at least want to end on a win. That way you have something to all offseason. Guys, we finished with a good note. We finished in the winning category. We're going to build on this in the weight room all off season and let that translate onto the field next year.
So Schroeder to kick off for Indian Trail. There's a kick. It's a nice kick. Fielded by Kamari Wright. Chitterick, he's up to the 40, up to midfield, to the 40. To the third, he may go all the way. I don't see any flags yet. It'll be a touchdown for Kamari Wright.
Just as we talked about a shutout, Dick, not so fast.
Yes. Yep, as Lee Corso would say. So it makes it 27-6. Credit the Park Panthers for not quitting. Beautiful run by Kamari Wright.
Yeah, he took that one. About 75 yards.
75 yards.
All the way downfield for that long return touchdown.
So they'll try to convert this extra point here. should be Hendricks. Cameron Hendricks is the kicker for Park. And it looks like they're going for two. Vaughn in the pistol. Should say in the gun. Low snap again, throws it out here and catches it for the two-point conversion. Kamari Wright, I think, again.
Yep, once again.
So Wright returns the kickoff for the score and gets the two-point conversion to make it 27-8, Indian Trail.
He's done a great job to really, make impact plays for this Park team on a night that they're struggling to do much.
See what that does now with 5:54 to go in the third quarter.
And the game is far from over. We still have a lot of time left in this one.
All right, it'll be Hendricks to kick off. And Williams goes back, I believe, with Urban. So ready to kick off here. 27-8 is our score. Indian Trail with the lead over Park. Again, both teams tonight. This is their final game. Did they discontinue the, if you don't make the playoffs, the 10th game, or is that still doable for schools?
It's still an option. It's on the schools themselves to set that up.
Okay. There's a kick. It's a line drive that'll go out of bounds, and Dylan explained what happens when it goes out of bounds. He wanted to kick that line drive, and more than likely they'll take that 5-yard penalty.
Yep, it'll go to where his number is, the 35-yard line.
Well, that mic works well tonight.
Yeah. Much louder than we had last week.
Yeah.
And the announcer kind of talked over him a few times. So
that's correct.
Made Ron Quirk's job a little harder.
All right, Gallo, bring him out. And the pistol hands it off to Urban again. And a nice run by Urban. And again, this is what they want to do. Keep that clock going on those running plays.
And if I was the Hawks, I would just continue to go through the ground. Just no reason to really go to the air right now.
Yep. Gallo in the pistol. Has a wide out to the right. Hands it off. Not anything there that time. That was him again. Urban again. Okay, Gallo in the pistol. Hands it off again. Boy, just putting his head down and driving his way up.
Yeah, hard ball carrier and looks for contact versus avoids contact.
Urban again on that carry. Down to 4:50 to go. And injured player again. So let's step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When the diagnosis is cancer, you can rely on innovative care backed by the power of Eastern Wisconsin's only academic medical center. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Clinical Cancer Center gives patients access to world-leading treatment options for cancer care. Choose from multiple convenient locations throughout the Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network. To learn more or find a caregiver, go to frater.com/cancer or call 414-805-0505.
Right, the player from Park, that's always good news, walking off on his own. So we'll get back to live action here with 4:50 to go in our third quarter. 27-8 is our score. Indian Trail with the lead. Park just returned a kickoff, 75-plus yards by Wright for the score. And then Wright caught the two-point conversion pass from Vaughn. Here's Gallo, throws it in a flat, complete for a few yards. Looks like that was Urban again.
A good run down the middle.
All right, clock continues to run. We're down to 4 minutes to go in our third quarter. Gallo on the run. And gets it first down and gets it to about the 39, 38-yard line of Park. They come out quickly. Chops in the clock again. He's in the gun. Gallo on the keeper after faking a handoff to Urban.
And no real gain there, Dick.
No.
Able to keep his legs moving through contact and trying his best to do anything for yardage there.
Eating the clock up. That's the one thing. Down to 3:30 to go. Second and 10 at the 39-yard line of Park. As we're closing in on the end of our third quarter. Gallo again looked like he was going to give it to Urban and didn't. And got maybe a yard or two.
Big third down here, Dick.
Yeah.
Indian Trail looking to convert it.
Yep. Gallo will bring him out. Down to 2:30 to go in our third quarter. He's got two wideouts to the left. Now they chase him out of the pocket. So Gallo will run with it and gets it to about the 39-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down. And they're going for it.
Yep, might as well.
2:19 to go. 2:19 to go in our third quarter. Back to pass. Now he's chased out of there. Still has it. Now throws it downfield. And knocked away.
That was interesting. It looked like the Indian Trail player caught it, but it must have bounced the ground or something.
So Park will take over.
Yeah, turnover on downs, Dick. It's a huge momentum swing for Park Panthers.
Yes.
You get the big touchdown, a stop on the next drive. You put up points, you're looking at, 27-16.
Yep.
I'm guessing they'll go for two again.
Sure.
And
all right, let's see what Vaughn can do with his Panthers with 2:10 to go in our third quarter. 27-8. Indian Trail with the lead. Vaughn brings him out, looks confident. In the pistol. Hands it off. Ooh! That was De Leon on the carry. Correction, that was Ozier that time.
Nathan Urban sticking his nose in that one and delivering a lick.
So Urban, who goes both ways for the Hawks. 1:30 to go in our third quarter. Vaughn will bring him out. In the gun. Got two to the right. One to the left, throws it out here. Complete. Still on his feet is Eastland. But not much there.
That's where you're just coming in, throwing a shoulder at a player. Doesn't do much. You got to wrap up, bring him to the ground. He was able to break three or four tackles right there just by guys kind of throwing their body weight into him.
As we're closing in on the end of our third quarter, 45 seconds.
Dick, a score update from halftime. It's Badger 14, Westosha 7.
Okay, that's a good one.
Westosha does receive the second half kickoff as well.
All right. Vaughn in the gun. Got a wide out to the right, two to the left. Vaughn back to pass. Now gets chased out of there, throws. Intercepted by Zukauer. Zukauer again with the interception. He's got two tonight.
Great play through traffic. Overshot the receiver and able to bring that one in for the turnover.
So it stops the clock with 8 seconds to go, 27-8. Indian Trail with the lead.
We'll see if that turnover can lead to points.
Yeah. Indian Trail huddled up here on the sideline. So they called a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
We'll be right back.
the Hawks will have to run one more play here in the third quarter. Gallo brings him out in the gun. On the keeper. Gets it to the outside, down to the 30, and out of bounds. With 2 seconds to go.
You know what that means, right, Dick?
Yeah.
One more play this quarter.
Yep. In the gun goes Gallo, and then up the middle. And goes down to about the 22-yard line. And that'll end our third quarter with our score. Indian Trail, 27, Park 8. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing a new Kringle creation. Cookies and Cream Kringle has a chocolate brownie base filling with a layer of smooth vanilla with crunchy cookie pieces. It's topped with vanilla bean icing and crunchy cookie crumbles. Pick one up for your family. They'll love it. While there, be sure to grab a loaf of cranberry pecan bread, a fall favorite. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 in Spring in Racine.
All right, back to live action as we start our fourth quarter, 27-8, Indian Trail with the lead over Park. Third and five at the 21-yard line of Park. All right. Well, back to pass. Airs it out towards the end zone. Almost intercepted. Good play by the receiver there to make sure.
Luke Peltier on the intended pass there.
All right. So it brings up fourth down, fourth and five now.
A down box on the field says third. So
yeah, he's got fourth up there, so we'll go with the third. And there's Urban in for a score for a touchdown. A touchdown by Nathan Urban to make it 33-8.
The play fakes all night to Urban finally worked there. The Park defense didn't even really recognize that he had the ball.
No.
Focused heavily on Callow.
So flip us to try to convert this. The kick is up and the kick is good. So with 11:47 to go in regulation, it's now Indian Trail 34, Racine Park 8.
Dick, let me ask you this question. We cover a lot of Racine teams and also Kenosha teams. How come neither one really have marching bands?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a.
Has it always been that way?
No, it hasn't always been that way.
Hmm.
But you're spoiled if you go, and maybe next year it'll finally happen where we do a game at Oak Creek. Have you ever seen their pep band?
It's